You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
So I'm joined now by Tim Johns from BBC Radio 2, who's just spoken to us about the importance of a great package. So could you just clarify what a package is?
I don't know why you're asking that question. I was specifically talking about, you know, audio, radio packages. So something that is pre-recorded, something that's crafted and put together, maybe with speech and music and sound effects. Something that's, you know, not like a little clip and not a mini documentary, but the good old traditional radio package.
And you gave us a few tips on making the best possible package. What was tip number one?
Oh, you can't test me chronologically.
So what was the most important tip?
What was the number one tip?
Number one tip.
I think my favourite tip, and something I employ every time I make a radio package, is to make most of the package. Maybe just like, maybe script most of it or plan most of it, and then stop for a second, because often you're making things under a deadline. Just stop, even just for a minute, and look at it and think, hang on, what have I not thought about? What is just one tiny thing that I can do to make this more creative, more exciting, more unexpected? Maybe it's just shoving a joke in there, or just using a different sound effect that I wasn't going to use, or wording something more cleverly. Just one thing that's going to make people who are driving the car listening stop and go, oh, that, you know, jolted my brain out of gear for a second and, you know, kept their attention. So just stop and think of one thing that's going to improve it that you haven't thought of yet.
So the Student Radio Conference is a fantastic place to come and network, but how should students make the most of it?
Just enjoy it, really. I used to hate networking, in inverted commas, and then after the conference you realise you sort of do it accidentally. All the people you just meet here and there, you end up, if you go into the industry, you keep seeing them back at this event every year. If you don't particularly like networking, don't feel that you have to do it straight away. Just write down everyone's email addresses and send them an email afterwards. I'm always amazed that if I do a talk to a room of 100 people, maybe 10 will come and say hello afterwards, 5 will email me afterwards with like some generic question, only 1 or 2 will ask for like, oh, can I get work experience or can I sit in or something. There's always this I always had this when I was a student, there's always this fear that you're like bothering them or whatever, and I think everyone thinks that. And so no one does it. But the proactive students who really badger and pester and email every single talker, they get replies from most of them. And that's a good way to do it if you don't want the pressure at the time.
So I'm definitely one of these people who doesn't want to pester. And I imagine you're all very busy. So that's not the case. You are very willing to hear out these student radio people. Yes.
Absolutely. Anyone who's done student radio, you feel like you owe it a weight of debt, you know? So yeah, I mean, you know, we're all busy, but everyone's busy, and if there is, always, people always have goodwill, and people will always try and reply and want to reply, and, you know, usually will. And so I can't think of anyone, including people who didn't do student radio, who aren't willing to help people who are just, you know, asking for help and asking intelligent questions, and everyone's willing to help. Everyone's very nice in radio, mostly.